Wow, it's real. I really do suck with this podcast recording. I mean, I'm sorry. Let me apologize for my previous episode. You could hear me swallowing and my saliva. How gross. You could hear my mother in the background talking about her things. How rude. I sincerely apologize. I'm getting help. I really am going for counseling. I promise you I will get better. I would like for our relationship to grow and for my listeners to grow. Hey guys, it's Donne, D-O-N, at your service. So I have come about a topic that I think is appropriate. I think it is only right to share, because sharing is caring. And that topic is procrastination. Yes. The one thing that makes us do things like this, make podcasts when we're supposed to be studying. Yeah, that is so me right now. I am currently procrastinating. Anyway, so the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because it's something I struggle with on a daily, every day. But I kind of want to get to the roots as to why procrastination is bad, or why is it, you know, why does it have a bad connotation to it? So I kind of want to get into that. And if you guys, I don't know, is there a comment section? I don't know. I would like to hear from you what you think, your views on it. Listen, this is a free space. Your views, your view, my views, my view. Let's just respect each other. And we're going to be cool, man. We're going to be amazing. Then our relationship can grow and my listeners can grow. Anyway, so procrastination. So one thing that keeps us away from the productive activities that we're supposed to be doing. But it's they see it as a motivation to be lazy. Somehow when you're inactive and you lose that sense of innateness to actually do what you're supposed to do, in quotation marks. For me, I see procrastination as, I don't want to say a good thing, I don't use easy, there's a really nice word for it, but I think procrastination is some sort of meditation thing for your mind. Okay, hear me out on this. Hear me out. I'm not saying do it, don't study, or do it, don't wash the dishes, do it, don't do your laundry, do it. No. We're not going to allow all these cockroaches to crawl up in here and do some funny things that we don't know. Please. What I'm saying is, I feel like, just like, you know, a substance, that it should be regulated. I think we need to get out of that mindset that procrastination is bad, and when we do it, we're in trouble. Oh no, task is not done because I was procrastinating. Oh no, house is dirty because I was procrastinating. Listen now, let me tell you, procrastination is allowed. I am giving you permission, if you need that sort of permission, that you are allowed to procrastinate. Give yourself time, or an hour or two, to just sit and think. It is necessary. Okay. I need for you guys to know that this is necessary. I can also speak for those who struggle mentally. I don't know. I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but it is necessary for your mental health. I think procrastination goes as far as even helping. Okay, it's a sort of like a break, right? To kind of take an inactive break from what you're actually supposed to do. So yes, watching TV. You may do it. Yes, going on Instagram and watching the Kardashians. Do what we wish we could. All of that. Just make sure it's controlled, it's regulated. You know when to stop. You just have to have some sense of control. I think why it's so bad is that people just, like, for instance with me, I don't have discipline. So I can tell myself, okay, Donna, we can sit now, right? But in an hour, you have to study. Okay, but if you just don't know where to end it off and actually get back into what you're supposed to do, or back into that mojo or that drive, then I'm sorry, mate, you kind of have a problem. Really, then you're not going to get any stuff done. You're not going to, kind of going to lose it. You're going to become tired always. You're lost cause. Unless you guys feel some other way. But that's basically what I wanted to get to. I feel like 6 minutes is a while. I mean, you guys have already... Oh, well, the 5 listeners from my previous podcast, might I add, have already taken 4 minutes from me, so I'm not going to burden you with another... It's going to turn into 7 now. Okay, 50. Sorry, I'm weird like that. I'm going to stop now. So guys, thank you again. I hope you take some of this in. I hope it kind of helps. If it's totally useless, I mean, that's why you're there, to help me so that I can, for our relationship to grow and for my listeners to grow. But yeah, good night, good morning, Donna. Hey yo guys, it's Donna, D-O-N, at your service. She got me on the dun. Sorry, that's my favorite song, Miss Sego. Shout out to Miss Sego, wherever you are. You were in Joburg, where I am. We were supposed to link up, and now look. You there, I'm here. Okay, it's cool. We're going to do something different in this episode. I just need for you to inhale right now. Like, no. I'll do it with you. Okay, let's go. And then what you're going to do is exhale. Exhale. Let's go again. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Inhale. And then exhale. Okay. I need for you to relax. I need you to clear your mind. I need for you to just be. Okay? Put down everything right now. Just be. Just be. My mom's really killing the vibe right now. She's really killing it. I apologize. I'm gonna get my own apartment soon. I'm working on it. Please don't judge me. Okay. Ooh. Oh my god. Okay. Okay. We killed that. What I was trying to do. That is alright. So guys. I thought maybe it would be cool to share with you. Because sharing is caring. Why I make the films that I make and where it all comes from. If you want to check out some of my stuff, you can check out my Instagram, don.a.yy. That's my Instagram handle. Have some of my work on there, most of my work. So like, don't like, comment, criticism, need it. Feedback, need it, helps a lot. But basically, it falls under the category of contemporary. Or I really don't know what you could, if there was a category called weird, that's what it is. I'm still trying to advance that weird as soon as I get, you know, the right equipment. Oh, let me start from the beginning. Oh, I make short films, and I simply use my iPhone and a phone lens. I started doing this, I think, last year, if not last year, the year before, I don't know, like, these years are going by real quick. I'm just like, whoa, wait for me time. So yeah, my autofocus lens, I got to filming, and it was magic. I found love in something I didn't realize I could do. You know, I'm always doubting myself. I'm always thinking, you know, this is going to be just a flop, a fluke, I don't know. And something really good came out of it, really pushed me to make even more. So none of my films have a set concept. I go with an open mind, a clear mind, and whatever comes to me, I use it. I just use that naturalness and my surroundings, and it really does help. I do this thing every time, or after I use an area or surrounding, because I'm also a photographer, so after I do that, I would thank my surroundings. I'd be like, thank you. Who's that? Someone at my door. Okay. I would thank my surroundings for giving me that gift. And we wouldn't even know or realize what we've been given, but it's a kind of a spiritual thing. I don't know, some of you, I'm a hippie here. And God fearing, just might add. But yeah, always think my surroundings. After you leave, you just never know what the place or the people give you. So you always have to be grateful and extend your gratitude towards that. So back to the concept thing. I have no concept attached to any of my films. I do this to allow the viewer or whoever lays eyes on what I've made to interpret it however they wish. You know, we live in a world where everything is just set. You know, you can't come up with something new and be like, oh, that's what it is now. Or, well, it's not really as flexible. But my films are basically my gift to you. It's like when someone gives you a birthday gift or whatever gift it may be, it is yours. And whatever you do with it is, it's completely up to you. It's your decision. If someone has ever given you a gift and they've decided how you use the gift or how you wear the gift or however, then that's not a gift, okay? Just let me remind you. So, yeah, I really hope that you can go and check it out, let me know, and let your mind roam. We really need to spark that imagination within us that we've kind of abandoned when we turned into cool teenagers with all these weird, I don't know, things. I sound like my mother now. I sound like my great grandmother. I sound like my great great grandmother. So, yeah, it's my gift to you. Slowly but surely, I feel that I'm beginning to find my purpose in life. But yeah, mates, I hope you enjoyed this segment. Thank you for the love and the support. Good night and good day. My name.